This call is from Visa and MasterCard Fraud Prevention Team. To verify your standing order for £8.99 for Amazon Prime and £987 for Western Union money transfer, please press 1 to accept or press 2 if you need any assistance.
Thank you for getting connected with Visa. This is Daniel. How can I help you?
Well, you just sent me a message.
Lisa, this is a verification call to verify your recent purchase that was made on your debit card. Did you try to make any kind of payment or transfer for £987 to Western Union?
No.
And there is a charge for £8.99 for Amazon Prime. Did you try to make that purchase today for £8.99? When was the last time you have used your debit card, sir?
Yesterday.
And what was it for?
So which card are you talking about here? You're saying a debit card?
Yes, I'm talking about your Visa debit card, sir.
Yes. Last time I used my debit card was some time ago.
And how many? It's been a while?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Can you double check you have your debit card with you just to make sure it's not lost and confirm me the same?
Yeah, hang on a second.
Take your time.
Yeah, I have my debit card fine.
Okay, that means your card is not lost, okay? In that scenario, what I will do, I'll simply put a red flag on the charges and get you connected with the anti-fraud department of your bank, okay?
Okay.
So that they can go ahead and, you know, put a dispute on those charges, and if any money is deducted, they will help you to get it back.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Look at the back of your debit card. Do you see there is a customer service number or any telephone number starting with 0345? What number do you see? Can you complete, tell me the number?
Yeah, 7203040.
Just stay on the line. It's 345-720-3040.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, what you need to do is, sir, once I will be putting your line on the queue, okay? I will be assigning you a queue. Once I assign you the queue, you will hear a beep sound, okay? Once you hear the beep sound, directly punch those numbers, okay? Once you punch those numbers, which you see at the back of your card, your call will be connected to the anti-fraud department of your Halifax bank, okay? So
right.
Here you go. So I'm assigning you a queue. Once you hear the beep sound, dial the number.
Okay, thank you.
As we are unable to get any kind of input from your side, are you trying to press the number, sir?
Yeah, I'm trying to press numbers.
Okay, so I'm assigning you the queue one more time, okay, because it got disconnected, okay? I'm assigning
you
the line. Once you hear the beep sound, just dial the number.
It's all right, don't worry. I'll ring the number directly. I'll ring their fraud line directly.
If you ring the number directly, you will be reached through the customer service of Halifax, okay? And
yep.
That is the reason I'm assigning you a queue so that you can get connected to the anti-fraud department of the Halifax, okay?
Thank you for the information, but just in case this is a scam, I'm going to contact the Halifax directly myself, okay?
So that's what you're doing, sir. You're connecting with the bank only.
Thank you. I'll do it myself. Thanks very much
for
your help.
As we are unable to go ahead and complete the verification in that scenario, we are putting this charge as a legitimate charge, and if in case any money gets deducted, Visa will not be liable for any kind of refund in future, okay? You can contact your bank now.
Sorry, what have you just said?
I said as we are unable to complete the verification process and dispute process, being Visa, we will not be liable for...
So So, if you're saying to me that somebody has tried to take a chunk of money out of my account that you've just informed me about, and that you're now saying that you're going to honour that payment, that is totally unacceptable. There's so many scams going on around here at the moment. You have given me no evidence as to who you actually are, and you're now basically threatening me.
Mm-hmm. I believe I'm not threatening you. First of all, I believe you got connected to us. You called us, right? And
You sent me a text message.
Sir, it's an automated message or a call which you get, because you can understand it's a computer-generated message. If any kind of charges happen on your account, then only you get that kind of sudden calls or message on your phone. And that is how you got connected to us. And if you don't believe, it's completely your choice. We are not here to force you to anything. But that's what I'm telling you. If in case if any money gets deducted, Visa will not be liable for any kind of refunds in the future, okay?
No, but you can't say that.
Yes, sir, because you don't want to proceed further. That's the reason. You want to do it by yourself, you can definitely do it.
No, I want to protect my money.
That's what I'm helping you, sir, right? Did I ask you any kind of information? Because I don't need that, right? That is the reason I'm connecting you with the anti-fraud department of your Halifax Bank, because they will be the one who will be helping you in a better way.
Okay,
good. Yeah. Get my point?
Yeah, okay. Try contacting me again. Yeah, try contacting them again then.
Just stay on the line. I'm assigning you a queue. Just press that number once you hear the beep sound, okay?
Okay.
Here you go. Thank you for calling Halifax Anti-Fraud Department. You're speaking with Don Harvey. How can I help you today?
Yeah, hi, Don. Can I just check whereabouts do you work?
Yeah, for sure, sir. I'm working with the Halifax headquarters, sir.
And whereabouts are the headquarters?
Can you please get a fresh piece of paper and a pen handy, please? It's in London.
Well, why do I need a fresh... Sorry, I'm just asking you... I'm just trying to... I'm just trying to do a little bit of security on what I'm about to do here.
Exactly. No worries, sir. It's, the head office is in Trinity Road. It's in Halifax, sir.
Okay.
It's 6 Trinity Road, Halifax, HX12RG. It's in, this is the head office of Halifax.
Okay. So I've had a call from Visa. I had a message from Visa.
Uh-huh.
And said, press 2 if I'd made the payments that it was asking about. And I haven't made those payments.
Mm-hmm.
And I've then spoken to somebody from Visa who's then asked me to call you.
When have you received the call, sir? Is it today?
Today, yes.
Okay. And, what was the call about? Like, what problems you have been facing, sir?
It's saying that my card, somebody has tried to take off of my card, £987 today.
Oh, okay. Well, I would be happy to help you out, sir. Now, in order to proceed further, could you please help me out with your first and your last name, please?
Yeah, but I'm nervous about this.
You're nervous? Like, how did you get our number from? Like, did you look it up on the internet, or where did you get it from?
It's on the back of my card, you see.
It was on the back of your card.
And this person asked me to dial this number in.
Exactly. So, right, so you have called the number that's on the back of the card, so you have to be rest assured that you are speaking with your own Halifax headquarters. No worries. Could you please get your card handy once again, please?
Yes, handy.
Get your card handy. Can you please get a fresh piece of paper and a pen handy as well?
Yeah.
If you can just write down my name, please, first. It's Don. It's D as in Delta, O as in Oscar, N as in November, Don, my last name is Harvey. It's H as in hotel, A as in alpha, R as in Romeo, Y as in vector, E as in echo, Y as in Yankee. And you can also write down my employee ID as well.
Okay.
It's H as in hotel, A as in alpha, L as in London,
yep.
I as in indigo, it's Halley, 9294. I'll read you back once again. My employee ID is H as in hotel, A as in alpha, L as in London, I as in indigo, Halley, 9294. Now, what you can do is you can call the number once again, and you can just ask them that you would like to get connected with the headquarters. You'll call the number. Do you have the correct number with you? Which is on the back of the card, or you can look it up on the internet as well. Do you have the phone number?
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, what you can do is you can call on that number once again, and you can just ask them that if you would like to get assisted with me, you can tell them, I would like to have a word with Officer Don Harvey. If you can just transfer this call to him, and they will transfer this call to me, and then we can speak further about it. If by any chance they ask you, what's the employee ID? Do you have an employee ID with you? You can give them my employee ID as well, so that it would be easier for the receptionist to, transfer this call to me so that I can assist you better. In order to do that, do you have a phone number to call them up, sir, by any chance?
Yeah, I have the phone number, yeah.
Exactly. Now, sir, what you need to do is, I hope you have the correct number with you, right? You have it with you?
Yes.
Right. Now, in order to do that, sir, what you need to do is, do you see, I hope I'm speaking to you on your landline phone, is it?
Yes.
Right. Now, what you need to do is, do you see there's an asterisk key on your phone?
Yes.
Right. Now, what you need to do is, I would be assigning you with a queue. You need to press the star key and start dialing up the number so that you get connected with the fraud prevention team from the Halifax headquarters so that you could be rest assured about it. Okay?
Okay.
Right. So, I am assigning you with a queue now, sir. Is there anything else I can assist you with for now?
No, that's it all. Thank you.
Okay. So, bye for now. It was nice talking to you. Speak to you soon. Okay?
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. I'm assigning you the queue now. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.